Hi, friends, and welcome to Socialistic Approach Podcast. This is Sharon, and we are officially recording our first episode called Character. From, of course, you can see the title right there. What is character and why are we bringing it up? So, of course, I'm not referring to characters that you see in movies or cartoons. I'm referring to the character inside of us, the representation of our core values, what really molds our personality, and it's behind the actions that we authentically show every day. Now, let's look up a more formal meaning using Merriam-Webster. The meaning of character is one of the attributes or features that make up and distinguish an individual. So in so many words, right, it is the mental and moral qualities that really distinguish us from, you know, other individuals, makes us who we are. And why is that so important, especially right now? I think that being in tune with our core values and our character is going to make a big difference in our lives. And it's aligned with our purpose. And it's such a great topic to really tune into, especially in the moment and time that we're living in, because 2020 has been so challenging for so many. And it's not to say, right, that in all human history and mankind, we have seen times like this before. We have been divided and we've been surrounded by war and chaos, all of humanity. So this is nothing new. However, 2020 has definitely brought some perspectives on how we view our humanity, how we view each other, how we view community. It has brought a new perspective on the mental health crisis that we've had for a very, very long time. And I think as we're sitting here soaking in all of this and drowning in it, when do we pause to say, what am I doing and how can I be proactive in this? And this is where our character can really show up. Are we going to sit here and be drawn by fears and, you know, completely frozen by it? Or are we going to get moving? Are we going to move forward? Are we going to build a future? Are we really living life? Or are circumstances controlling my actions and who I am and who I am to others? There's this great book by David Brooks called The Road to Character. And for those of you guys who are digging into this whole self-empowerment, self-development, really trying to find yourselves, trying to find your purpose, it's a great book. It's one that really guided my thoughts into what I feel my purpose is in life and how I wanted to approach that. And he presents this ideology at the beginning of the book to kind of lead the way to understanding character. And he brings this concept of this duality within all of us, which is not really new. Duality is something that I think we hear about a lot in the both in the psychology realm, biology realm, and in the spiritual realm. A perfect example of that will be your spirit versus your body, you know, your flesh versus the spirit. It's one that we have heard before. Your good versus evil. This duality is interesting to me because he brings it up as Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1, it's one that is, his motto is success. It's what the outside world thinks of him. Does he have, you know, the hottest wife? You know, does he have the latest car? You know, is he over accomplished? Those are the things that our value to him, where Adam 2, it's more, the motto is more of an emotional drama. It's described in the book, which I thought was really interesting. It's he's more about love, and he will be more concerned with injustices and with being an honest person and things that really don't have a cost of value on. And in a time like this, I think it's so important that we are in tune with that within ourselves. How is your character today? How are you doing out there? Let's dig in a little bit more, right? I think that we are in a society, especially here in the U.S., where it's all about the individual. It's very individualistic. It's very ego-driven and very selfish. And I think that that type of mindset really becomes a big bias in how we view the world, how we view others, and how we view our own contribution. We're constantly drowning and so focused in our fears and tied up to what people think of us that we forget sometimes the platform that we actually have to impact others in this world. It is so difficult right now to see that when people have so many problems. But again, revisiting who we are as people could be the answer to a lot of our problems. And it could be what leads us to purpose. I love that Brooks brings examples in his books of different people who were regular. I live boring, very everyday life, and were put in a situation, or life presented a situation to them that changed the entire course of their lives. They were put in difficult situations that manifested their character. They were called in that moment, and they had a decision to make to either respond or back down, and they responded. And it changed their lives, and it changed the lives of the people around them. Some of them became heroes. And not only that, but more importantly, it led to a bigger calling later in their life through that very moment where they allowed their true character to show up. And so how do we allow our characters to show up in the best way? To show up when there are so many influences outside of us. It's scary times. But I'm here to remind us about what character means and how I truly believe we need to protect it. And we need to revisit it. What am I made out of? So there's inner work, and then there's the external influences. Let's talk about inner work for a little bit. The core value of love to me is so important, because love is something that upholds others, other things outside of ourselves. It helps us sacrifice for those things. And so we don't have love. You can throw unity and community and connectivity just straight out the window. We need love. We need love to be very present. We need kindness. We need actions that show those values. Right now, again, this individualistic mindset is not serving us. At the end of the day, when we want to accept it or not, we are one. Everything that's happening is due to our actions, and we need to be able to be people who are prepared to come together and stand up in tough times. And we can only do that if we are in tune and aligned with our character, and we know what that means. Because when we do that in inner work, when we start becoming the people that we expect to have around us, we are able to show up a lot easier when life calls us to do so. When circumstances that are difficult are face to face with us, who is gonna show up in that moment? our character is beyond the mask that we like to show the world. The little persona we like to modify to other people. When we are in particular circumstances where there is no time for that, our true character is going to show up. So you have to ask yourself, who will show up if I was in this situation? Who is showing up right now? You know, when I was looking for partnership, and currently that's still a thing, but there was a mindset I had to change. You know, I was so focused on what other people could be for me that I had to get to the point where I asked myself, well, who am I going to be for them? Am I the person that I expect to have? Am I that person that I am looking for? Can I show up in the same way? Because at the end of the day, that's the only person that you can control is yourself. And so the inner work is so important, but once that is settled, once that is done, once that is in the process, which that never really ends, right? But once that is set, that's a decision you have made to say, I'm going to work on building my character. This is where I'm at. This is who I want to be. It surpasses these very things that are just vanity, you know? Jobs and our income and what we have and what we own. But then when life comes in and presents itself in a way that's challenging to us, that's when our character and our authentic self really show up. So again, I ask you today, during this times of stress and chaos and uncertainty, how are you showing up? How are you protecting your integrity and who you are as a person at your very core? I'll quote from this book something that really helped me reflect on some questions and how external influence help manifest our character and how that can be a precise moment to lead us into a possible calling in our lives. So, page 21 from The Road to Character, it says, the important answers are not found inside, they are found outside. And then on page 22, it says, this perspective begins with an awareness that the world existed long before you and will last long after you. And that in the brief span of your life, you have been thrown by fate, by history, by chance, by evolution, or by God into a specific place with specific problems and needs. Your job is to figure certain things out. What does this environment need in order to be made whole? What is it that needs repair? What tasks are lying around waiting to be performed? And I'll add to that, what are your circumstances telling you today? What is life telling me about myself, about what I need to do? Is it calling for action? An action you need to take? Is it calling for a change, a decision? And if we're not in tune with our character, we're going to continue to be influenced and moved by the current rather than us swimming in that current, fighting that current and surpassing where that current of chaos wants to take us. We have to be aligned and we have to be able to show up fully in front of the circumstances that life is throwing at us because it's telling us something. Character, so important to define how you're gonna be and who you are. There was a question that was asked to me not long ago, and it said, what advice will you give your 15-year-old self? I would give that girl so much advice, But I think one of the first things that really came about in my thoughts were that I would tell her that she doesn't have to dig in into everything that seems or maybe a potential. You don't have to do it all. I would tell her it's much more important to work on one's character and discover those purposes in which your character thrives in. And that this will be more of a clear way to leading her into her calling and fulfillment in life. That happiness does not come from guarantees or certainty. And life will be boring. You know, it wouldn't be as fun if that was the case. Happiness and purpose are a mindset. Turn into actions that create our current and future manifestations. That's what I would tell my 15-year-old self. That chaos, that obstacles, that challenges are a way to bring about your character, who you are as a person, and how you're going to show up. So today, are you going to show up with courage? Are you going to show up with a positive attitude? Have you forgotten your platform? We live in days where we glorify so many other things, politicians and celebrities, and we forget about the platform that we have. These are human beings as well. What about your platform? What about the people that you encounter every single day? What about the people that you are very much aware that are less fortunate than you in many ways? Are your biases getting in the way from connecting from others? Are your biases getting in the way of showing your character? Is that who you want to be? Is that your very best? Are you not able to connect with people around you at work because you dislike them for some reason, and that bias is just so strong that it doesn't allow you to connect with them, to have them learn something from you and you from them? Does that bias prevent you from bypassing a homeless person because you were judging their situation? And if you would have removed that bias, you would have maybe been more of an assistance, more help to them. That moment could have shifted your life. And I think we have, if we're honest with ourselves, that coulda, shoulda, woulda moment. I should have maybe said something. I should have maybe stand up. I should have maybe defended that person. Take that not as a regret, but as a reminder that life is telling you, if you coulda, woulda, shoulda in that moment, when I present this to you again, what will you do? Did you grow from it? Stay sound of mind, guys. Stay grounded and revisit yourself. But don't stay locked inside. Also ask the circumstances and the things that you're seeing around you what they're trying to tell you. I wish all of you guys love and so much peace for your mind, body, and spirit. And I thank you humbly for listening in. Until next time.